Ever accidentally broken a plate or shattered a glass? Most of us have. And it's often followed with apologies, or possibly some colorful language. But a new movement out of Boulder wants to reframe the idea of breaking things from regret to empowerment. KUNC's Stacey Nick has more.
It all began with a flashing image, a blank wall with a plate smashing against it. For more than a year, Aria True would see that, just before having a seizure.
I finally figured out it was my body's way of trying to break the tension that was about to happen.
Later, the Boulder-based life coach told a friend about what she saw.
And we laughed and we realized, you know, there's probably a lot of people that need to break some tension and maybe a lot of people that want to break some plates.
And so Women Breaking Plates was born. The movement, which began just over a year ago, brings women together to break down the things that are holding them back.
And so these breaking of the plates and breaking out of the norm, it just creates this roar in the room of everyone cheering and just feeling like, oh my gosh, we just did that.
Sounds fun, right? I thought so too. So when True offered me the opportunity to come to her home and try it, I jumped at the chance. First, True has me write words and images of things holding me back on a stack of 5 plates. Then we head out to the garage. I have to admit, the mix of giddiness and stomach-churning anxiety is strange.
We spend our whole lives trying to not break anything, and I think it's a symbolism for how we're all feeling inside.
Okay, we're about to break some plates.
Nice.
Okay, all right, I guess I'm going to start.
Okay, so... Okay. Just give yourself a moment to connect with this and realize that this is maybe something you experienced, but it's not the whole truth of you, and that you have the power to let this go.
Okay. And how far should I throw this? I'm guessing I should give it some pretty good clearance.
Right. Yep. Yep. And you can't do frisbee here because there's no wall, but if you just...
Yeah, you can,
down.
You can more like...
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. This feels really weird and like I'm not supposed to do this. So I have this little feeling of like being a little kid, like about to do something that I'm not supposed to do. All right. Here goes nothing.
I'm not going to lie. Smashing something into tiny little pieces on purpose feels really, really good. But here's the thing. It's also kind of like potato chips.
One plate is fun. And to do one plate at a time is nice, but to do 4 or 5 plates in a row is life-changing.
Yeah.
And this is like, bam, bam, bam. By that time you throw that 5th plate, you just break into like tingles in your body because your body's having the experience of like, I'm taking my power back. No, that story ends here.
That's actually the phrase painted on the wall used at events. That story ends here, because these events aren't just about breaking things down. The other half of the event is about building yourself back up, with opportunities for participants to find healing. The program also has a few men involved in what are called honoring roles, where they can offer support. For now, it's the only place men are involved. That's because in the era of the Me Too movement, Women Breaking Plates co-founder Danielle Court says it was important to make sure this is a safe place for women to take their next steps.
Being a woman who tried to be nice my whole life, tried to keep it together, tried to be a good girl, and then being able to step out and say, no more, you know, and saying no more to something that no longer serves me and breaking this plate, it's such an elated feeling, and I feel that a lot of women struggle with that.
Eventually, they'll add male coaches to create a Men Breaking Plates program. Now, you may be wondering, what happens to all of those broken plates afterwards? Well, while mine are headed for the trash bin, plates from the events are typically collected and given to local artists who will use them to create art. Stacey Nick, KUNC, Boulder.